Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Regulatory Reform Bill aims to cut red tape for businesses and was the subject of submissions to the Commerce Committee on Thursday morning. First up was the Listed Companies Association's representative, Don Holborough.
We see a number of significant benefits flowing from the amendments which will confirm the lawfulness of electronic communications with shareholders, but also enable, without a shadow of doubt, the participation of shareholders in meetings by electronic means. It's really taking this great 19th century creature of the company meeting and dragging it, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century, where everyone is familiar with the internet and expects things to be available on the internet.
And Mr. Holborough sought to ease committee's members' concerns that online meetings could encourage fraudsters.
We're anticipating a situation where if you're going to access a meeting, you will have to have a secure logon. And that logon will identify you as an individual shareholder and also require you to enter a password. It's actually even more secure than a physical meeting in some ways, because people do have to pre-accredit themselves.
Mr. Holborough said the bill could also save money.
Another aspect of that is the travelling time and the cost of actually shareholders getting to a meeting, which can be significant, particularly for shareholders who are elderly or otherwise aren't in a position to afford good transport. So there are flow-on cost savings there as well.
And there would be other cost savings.
We also see reduced compliance cost. Obviously, some issuers take more conservative approaches than others, but certainly a lot of them still think they have to print a proxy form because it has to be a signed form. And by taking that away, you will save the printing costs. We've estimated $1.5 million per annum for listed companies alone.
The Listed Companies Association's Don Holborough making a submission on the Regulatory Reform Bill to the Commerce Committee on Thursday. Earlier in the week, the Education and Science Committee spent Wednesday morning hearing submissions on the Education Amendment Bill No. 4. It would provide transparency around student services fees at tertiary institutions, and that was welcomed by New Zealand Union of Students Associations co-president Max Hardy.
Students have had some fairly serious concerns about how institutions set and use the student services levies that students are compulsorily required to pay. I sort of caveat that with the point that most students, a vast majority of students, do believe that there is a need for some additional services at universities and polytech, and understand the requirement to pay an additional levy. But there is a limit to how much they are willing to pay and how much and what they want to pay that for.
Mr. Hardy said students want to know where their money goes.
They are not able at most institutions to get a breakdown about where their money that they pay for their levy goes. There have been some very significant increases in student services levies in the past, and they have been without student consultation or without student ratification. Some of those increases have been more than 100%, more than even 200% in some cases, without student consent to those changes.
Mr. Hardy said he hoped the bill changed the way fees are set by tertiary institutions.
We do not believe that there is a huge incentive for them to keep their costs down and make sure that their services are relevant to students. And I think that's where we would like to see this bill move towards, creating those incentives. So, and I think the problem, can be best summed up as the situation currently of taxation without representation. And we strongly believe that the best way to ensure the efficiency of the and reasonableness of student services is to give students oversight of those services.
New Zealand Union of Students Associations co-president Max Hardy. And it was another part of the bill which establishes a government agency to give policy guidance to tertiary institutions that drew criticism from another submitter, Education New Zealand Trust Chairman David Cagle.
We say with a sense of regret that we think that setting up a Crown agency to do work that is at this point done by the industry is a mistake. We say that it's a mistake because of the significant risk that sooner or later the Crown agency will head in directions, adopt strategies, undertake activities that lack sufficient industry support.
But Mr. Cagle said his organisation would cooperate with the government.
We shouldn't put our head in the sand, we should be cooperative. We have the future of the industry at heart, and so we have agreed to transfer our intellectual property, our branding and our contracts. We've even agreed latterly with the government to transfer $2.5 million over to the new agency once it's set up. So we are cooperating fully with the government's intention. It's not with any spirit of ill will that we say to you, however, frankly, in our view, this entire approach is mistaken.
Education New Zealand Trust Chairman David Cagle making a submission on the Education Amendment Bill No. 4 to the Education and Science Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.